Hey everybody, Aaron Albert, day four of the 31 Phenomenal Days. Here we're celebrating for American Pharmacist Month. Each day we are bringing you one rock star, superstar, amazing, bomb diggity pharmacist just for you, or pharmacy technician for that matter. Have you nominated your favorite yet? If you haven't, make sure you go into show notes, go to the Google form and put in your rock stars so they too can participate. If we can get them on the show. We want to honor and celebrate all of the amazing pharmacists out there doing really cool stuff for the month of October. Today's stop, we're going to Pennsylvania for today's guest. Actually, I met him when I went back to pharmacy school the second time. Yes, I'm a little slow. I couldn't get it done. I couldn't get my PharmD done in one degree. I had to go back and earn my PharmD after I had my bachelor's in pharmacy. So off to Shenandoah I went while I was working full-time, and I met today's honoree at Shenandoah University. He was there at the time. He has subsequently moved on. While I was there, I was... If you're not familiar with Shenandoah's program, it is a remote program for practicing pharmacists who at the time had a bachelor's of science in pharmacy but wanted to earn their PharmD while they were working. Yes, there were some summer requirements on campus, and yes, you had to do rotations, but the didactic work was all online. Nonetheless, Scott Stolte was serving at Shenandoah at the time and was kind of our leader in the non-traditional PharmD program. I will never forget Scott because he gave me the opportunity to kind of go off the ranch and do a pharmacy law rotation for my PharmD. So we at the time had to do something in community or ambulatory practice, something in hospital. And then we could do an other, and my other became pharmacy law. So I got to build the curriculum, the syllabus, find my preceptor, all that good stuff. And but for Scott, that rotation would not have probably happened, nor would I have gone on to law school, believe it or not. So it was during that rotation experience that I really got hooked on law. Although pharmacy law as a course in my undergrad was interesting, it wasn't until I really got out into the real world and started working with general counsel to understand that the law affects and permeates everything. And it was on that specific rotation that I had built kind of as custom design, and but for Scott, that would not have happened. Now, Scott subsequently today serves as a dean at Wilkes University College of Pharmacy. He was also kind enough to invite me out to their campus a couple of years ago to speak about LinkedIn and the power of social media to his students. That was a lot of fun. But Scott Stolte, Dean Stolte, wherever you may be, hopefully you're in Pennsylvania right now, you are today's honoree. Thank you so much for all that you do for pharmacy and academia, and for giving people like me the opportunity to go off the ranch, literally. I think we need more of that energy in pharmacy, not less, and we need more folks like Scott that are going to be willing to think out of the box, kick it to the curb, and just start all the way over with something new, interesting, and different. So that's the energy that we are here to honor today. Thank you, Dean Stolte, for your service to the profession. We'll be back tomorrow, another day, another phenomenal pharmacist. Be sure to nominate your favorite pick. The form is in show notes today, and I'll be back again tomorrow. Take care.